3. So our non-dispersive infrared then, we shine a light source onto our sample cell. Contains our gas to be measured. We're going to just do the example of carbon monoxide. And in our reference cell, we have no carbon dioxide. Okay, so in our schematic here, it's our reference cell, non-absorbing gas in this particular wavelength range. Over here, exactly the same dimension cell, but this is now our sample cell. We're putting air through. That air contains some carbon monoxide. It passes out here. So this is a real-time monitoring system. Down the bottom, we've got our detector. Now, our detector is a very simple one in this case. What we've got is a diaphragm here, which is sensitive to pressure. On this side of the diaphragm, we've got a set number of moles of carbon monoxide. On this side of the diaphragm, an identical number of moles of carbon monoxide. So the light then is split from the infrared source through a beam chopper, and half of it goes through the reference cell, and half of it exactly goes through the sample cell. Now, if there was no carbon monoxide in this side here, then the pressure at the bottom would be exactly the same. The reason for having a pressure is because as this infrared comes through, it's selected to be exactly the right wavelength for carbon monoxide to absorb. Then the carbon monoxide down the bottom end pick up that, and infrared generates heat. Okay, we all know infrared's a heat lens. So that heat down there then generates pressure, and with an identical number of carbon monoxides on either side, we'd have identical pressure, or with no carbon monoxides on either side, we'd have identical pressure. In this case, by having none on this side and some on this side, we'd get a deflection of the diaphragm, and with the deflection of the diaphragm then, we can calibrate that and relate that to the concentration of carbon monoxide inside the sample cell. So very simple technique. So the sort of instrument detection limit here would be around 0.6 of a ppm for carbon monoxide. So IDL is the instrument detection limit. Now, so what I'm after in all of these techniques that we go through is that you understand the physical basis of the technique. So in this case, it's a vibrational technique. It's an absorption technique. You're then able to draw a schematic of the instrument and explain how that instrument works. You then tell me what a typical analyte would be and what the instrument detection limit is. Now, I don't care whether you put 0.6 or 0.8, something like that, but the key is parts per million. You're not pretending that you can get to a part per trillion with a non-dispersive infrared machine. Yep. You need to know the IDL and a typical analyte with that IDL. And that's for all of these techniques we go through.